Today's Shir Masechta Makos Daf Yud, we will begin on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the third line. As we learned in our previous Shir, the Mishnah and the Gemara began discussing the location of the Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael. And the way the Mishnah taught us is that the Ari that in Eretz Yisrael was divided into four sections, and we had the Ari Miklat after each one of these 20, after each quarter. So it turns out that if somebody kills somebody else, b'shoigig, next to the border of Eretz Yisrael, he'll have to walk, if next to the southern border, for example, he'll have to go 25% of Eretz Yisrael till he get to the Miklat, which would be Chevron. The same would be if somebody kills next to the northern border. He would have to travel 25% of Eretz Yisrael until he gets to the city of Kaddish. But if somebody kills somebody who's in the center of Eretz Yisrael, between Chevron and Shechem, or between Shechem and Kaddish, he won't have to travel more than an eighth of Eretz Yisrael to reach the Ari Miklat. And the Gemara's question is, therefore, why would Ari Miklat made in such a fashion that for some people it was a shorter trip to the Ari Miklat, and for some people, the Gemara's question is, it was a much longer trip to reach the Ari Miklat. Answers the Gemara, Amar Baya, B'Shechem, Nam Mishchi Chiroitzchem. There are a lot of murderers that live in Shechem, and because there are a lot of murderers that live in Shechem, that's why you need to have the Ari Miklat next to Shechem. And of course, as the Ritva says, it doesn't mean only Shechem. It means the location around Shechem. And that's why it's such a place. That's why the halacha is that they had to make an Ari Miklat next to that location. The Ksiv, and how do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, Uksiv ish gedudim chevra kahanim derech yirtzchu shchema. My chevra kahanim. Says, what does the Pasuk mean when it says the word chevra kahanim? Amr Rabbi Elazar shemeschabrim. There were groups, Laharag Nefeshes, there were groups that would get together to kill individuals, Kikohanim Alolu, just like we find that the Kohanim, Shemeschabrim, that got together, Lachlik Truma Bebeis Agronis, that they would gather together to divide up the Truma and the Beis Agronis, and here too, they had these murderers in that location, and that's because unfortunately they had the murderers in that location, that's why they had to have an Ari Miklat in that neighborhood. And as we discussed in our previous year, Ari Miklat is not for murderers who murder b'mezid. It's for people who murder b'shagi. So what's the need to have, what will Ari Miklat accomplish for people who kill deliberately? So we explained the simple pshat is because they, even though they killed, they claimed that they killed b'shagi and that they belong in the Ari Miklat. And even though it was unfortunately not that case, but that was the excuse that they gave, and that's why they were Ari Miklat. Another pshat we suggest is that they used to run, even the people who killed B'mezid would run to the Ari Miklat. And because those people would run to the Ari Miklat, that's why they needed to have people over, that's why they, till it was reached the decision what to do with them, that's why they had to have Ari Miklat. Ask the Gemara, Vesuleka, are there no other Ari Miklat than those that were mentioned of Ksiv, Valeim Titnu Abayim Vishtaim Ir? As we've been mentioning, the halacha is that the 42 Ari Leviim could also be used as Ari Miklat. So why are we only speaking about six? Answers the Gemara Amabaya Halolu, the Ari Miklat Kaltois Bein Ladas, whether save the person that runs there, Bein Ladas, whether he knew that what he's doing will save him, Bein Shloi Ladas. Bein Ladas, Bein Shloi Ladas, he didn't realize the power of the Ari Miklat. Halolu, when we speak about the other 42 cities, Ladas, Kaltois, if the person went there knowing that that's a place where he could get safe haven, then they will save him. Shloi Ladas, but if he wasn't aware that it will save him, then the halacha is, then it won't help. What? So ask the Svasemis, why does it make a difference that he went in Shloi Ladas. Once he's there, it should help him. So he says that because of that question, Sfasam has a different pshat in the Gemara. He says, a murderer who runs to the Ari Miklat, since these cities were identified as Ari Miklat for that purpose, so if somebody runs there, the Ari Miklat, he has to be given safe haven there, even if he won't pay. The Ari Levim, yes, the Ari Levim, as we're saying, save, but that's only if the person if the people in the city, the Levim in the city, welcome him. What do I mean when I say welcome him? They don't have a choice, but they can demand payment for rent or whatever to be there. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, the Chevron Ir Miklat Hava. Can we suggest that Chevron was Ir Miklat Vaksiv Yitul Kol Vaschevron Kashadib Moshe? The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu said that Kol of Yeshua, who had not participated with the other Meraglim in what they had tried to do, so therefore they were given special gifts, and Kol was given Chevron. So we can't suggest that Chevron is Ir Miklat if it was given to Yeshua as a gift. Answers Gemara Parvob. The suburbs around Chevron, that was given to Kolev, but not Chevron itself. The area, the suburbs around Chevron. And again, as we said in a previous year, the Ratva says, based on this Gemara, we see that Chevron wasn't a city would have had a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and the relevant to when we read the Megillah. From here we see because since the halacha is that we don't make a Ir Miklat a city with a wall, and if Chevron was an Ir Miklat, that's a proof that it didn't have a wall. There are those that still do say that Chevron we should read the Megillah maybe on the 15th or other, or maybe on both days. I saw that the Mefarshim explained why was the Moshe Rabbeinu said to give Chevron to Kalev. Here we said that he only got the suburbs. Why? So I saw that the Mefarshim say an interesting pshat. They suggest that why did Kalev get Chevron? The reason Kalev got Chevron is because that's where he went to Mispalel when the Meraglim came to Eretz Yisrael. Now, where did he go to Mispalel? He went to Mispalel, he went to Davin, by the cemetery of the Ovis. And the cemetery is not in the city itself. It's right outside the city. And that's why he got the suburbs, which are outside the city. As says the Gemara, Kaddish in Miklat Hava, V'ksiv Ari Mitzvah Chatzay Etzidim Tzar V'chames Rekas V'kineris V'kaddish V'adrei V'ein Hatzor. So we see that Kaddish is from a city that's a walled city, in Shevet Naphtali section, not Ari Miklat, V'tanya, Arara Elolim, the Ari Miklat, Enosim, Loi Tirin, Katana, we don't make it small villages, Loi Krochim G'dolim, not to be a big city. The reason they're not allowed to be a big city is because there are a lot of people that come to a big city, and it'll be easy for the Goyal Adam to sneak into that city and kill the perpetrator. So we make it into a small city, which there aren't a lot of people there. On the other hand, we don't make it into a small city, because as we've been learning, the person who runs Tari Mikla has to be able to have food, and it won't be necessarily available in a small village. They're made into average sized cities. And so Hak Kadesh, which was a city that had a wall around it and a big city, and be identified as one of the Ari Miklat, answers the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tati Kadesh Hava. There were two cities with the name of Kadesh. Arav Ashi, just like we find that we have a city called Slikum, and we have a city called Akra the Slikum, so too were there two Kadeshes. Gufa, says Gemara, we just learned in the Halacha, Ein ois had ar malolu the Ari Miklat Ein oisim so loy tirim ktanim. We don't have small villages as the Ari Miklat loy krochim gedolim. We don't have we don't have large cities as Darim Kedailus, Elayaris, Bidenis, small cities. So the Meiri asks a very obvious question. Well, how's the Gemara having all this discussion about how the city, which is Ari Miklat, should look? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu which cities should be the Ari Miklat. So whatever city HaKadosh Baruch Hu says should be the Ari Miklat, that's going to be the Ari Miklat. So the Meiri says, he says that what the Gemara over here is referring to is not to the six cities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu identified should be the Ari Miklat. Those cities are Ari Miklat because HaKadosh Baruch Hu identified. We're talking about, as we said earlier, that the 42 Arei Levim, the 42 cities in which the Levim lived, were also Arei Miklat. And this is a description about the Arei Miklat. But I saw that the Sefer Michas Bikurim answers that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu identified which cities should be the Arei Miklat. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu identified those cities, he didn't describe how those cities should look. And what our Gemara is saying is, now that those cities have been identified as the Ari Miklat, this is the way that they, this is the way they should look. We only have the Ari Miklat where there's water available. If there isn't an easy source of water in that place, we bring water so that the people who are there should have water. We make the Ari Miklat in a place where there are markets, so there should be food available to the people who run there. That we should have people that in a place that people live there, that we don't want to have a lot of people, as we've been saying in our shir, come there, that people that they should be able to kill the this person. The smato al-Qsayim, if there aren't enough people living there, then we add people. The smatu the yoreim, if there are people that don't live there first in the neighborhood, now we're talking about the city itself. Mevi'elam kahanam levim yisraelim, we have to make sure that kahanam levim yisrael. Ve'mechamahem, in this city, you're not allowed to sell loikli zayin, weapons are not sold there, because we're concerned that maybe one of the, maybe the goyal adam will come, and he's going to sneak in without any weapons. And once he sneaks in without any weapons, because he's worried to get caught, then he'll go to somebody who sells weapons. And again, the way Rashi explains, if there's no water, that means that they bring water from elsewhere. The Ritva explains that if there was a well in the city or a spring in this city, then the halacha is that you have, and that spring dried up, then you have to create a new source of water. And again, I saw the Aruch Haner says that it could just be that this is not describing the Ari Miklat, it's describing the other types of city, the 42 Ari Levim. Furthermore, I saw that Ritva says the why was it necessary to have Kohanim Levim in Yisraelim. So he says the point is to have in such a city people who are real members of Klal Yisrael. And we know that the Gemara says that the characteristics of Klal Yisrael are that they are Rachmanim, Beishonim, Goyim Lechasodim. They're people of Rachmanis, the people that do Chesed. We have this individual who ran to Ari Miklat, who's now, so to speak, stuck in the Ari Miklat. So therefore, we want to have that the people who live there should be people who are going to have compassion on this individual who's now obligated to remain in that city. Another pshat that I saw from the Aruch Haner, and the Aruch Haner says that if we're going to have Kahanim Levim Yisraelim, then in all likelihood, the people who are running there are going to have relatives who already live there. And if they're going to have relatives who already live there, those relatives will help take care of these people who are now stuck in these cities. Loi Kli Mitzuda, nor do we sell in that city traps, because those also can be used to kill somebody. And again, we're worried about the Goyal Adam. Divrei Reb Nechemya. The Chum Matirim, they aren't, the Chum say, we can't sell weapons and traps in that city. For Shavin, but everybody agrees. Shem Parsim B'Toicham Mitzudas, that we don't spread out nets in such a city. We don't make ropes in that city. We don't want that the Goyal Adam should easily be there, nor that the Goyal Adam, when he gets there, should have weapons easily available that he could do harm to this individual. How do we know that we have to prepare in the Ari Miklat everything that these people who run there need? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, "V'nos al achas ha'arim el v'choy." Over like midi, the Torah is teaching us, do whatever is necessary to tavel echiyusa, that this person who runs there should be able to survive there. Tana, the Brisa teaches, Talmud shegol, if a Talmud goes to Golus, Maglin Rabbi Imai, his Rebbe goes to Golus with him. Shenemar v'chai. We have to create an environment for the Talmud. We have to provide an environment for the Talmud that he should be able to survive. Because, as all the Mefarshim explain, the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzayach, Perek Zayin, Halach Aleph says, the Chaye Bala Chachma Uvakshe B'lai Torah, the people who learn Torah and who live their lives learning Torah, if they're put into a situation where they can't learn Torah, B'lai Torah, they're left in a situation where they don't have the opportunity to learn Torah, he says, K'misach Shuvim, that situation for them is considered as if they're not able to live. And since that is a situation that these people are now in a time and a place that they're not able to survive, that's why we have to make it. That's why we have to make it work for them. The way we make it work for them is by making sure that their Rebbe is there and that the Rebbe could help them learn. The Pnei Menachem says that the Gemara in Masechta Tainis, Daf Chof Gimel, says, Oy Chavrusa, Oy Masusa. A person has to have friends, has to have friends available. So if a person has to have friends available, why is the Gemara over here only concerned about that the Rebbe goes to Golus with the Talmud? Why are we not speaking about the Talmud, the friends that go along with Golus? So he says that a friend doesn't have to be told that he should go to Golus. If somebody's friend is in Golus, of course his friends have to go to Golus with him. But his Rebbe is not so obvious, and because his Rebbe is not so obvious, then the halacha is that's why we have to say about the Rebbe, about the Talmud, about the friends, it goes without question that they have to go along with Golus. So I saw that the Rav used to say, our Gemara teaches us a very important lesson, that just like in this world, a Talmud is connected to his Rebbe, and therefore if a Talmud goes to his Golus, a Rebbe has to go to Golus with him, so too will be in the next world. A Talmud is connected to his Rebbe, and therefore, since his Rebbe is able to go, in the next world, if somebody was connected to a Talmud Chacham in this world, even if he's not ready to be in the next world, a Talmud Chacham, but because he was connected to this person, so in the next world, he will be together with that person, and even if he's not deserving to be, he'll be there with the Rebbe as well. So I saw that the Svarim explain why indeed is that the halacha. Because even though this person killed somebody else, and because he killed somebody else, as we're learning, he has to go to Golus. But there is a limit to how much he has to be punished. And to be punished to the degree that he should not be able to have a Rebbe available to him, that is way beyond what anybody could be expected to survive. And since it's way beyond what anybody could be expected to survive, that's why the halacha is that his Rebbe sent to Golus. Up to the question that I saw the Pesachim have a very interesting discussion. What will be the halacha if the Rebbe can't go to Golus for whatever reason? Is that going to be a situation that the Talmud will be exempt from going to Golus? Some want to suggest that if the Rebbe can't go to Golus,
then the Talmud is exempt from going to Golos. And the explanation is very much based on what we just learned. We just learned that the reason that the Talmud goes to Golos is because even though the Talmud deserves to go to Golos, he doesn't deserve to be punished in such a significant manner. And since he doesn't deserve to be punished in such a significant manner, if the Rebbe can't go to Golos, the Talmud doesn't go to Golos. But if we say that the reason the Talmud goes to Golos, if we'll say that the reason the Talmud goes to Golos is because he's Chayiv Golos, and then the Rebbe goes, that then he has to go to Golos no matter what. And actually, I saw that this is a machloikis of the Ritvaz and the Minchas Chinuch. The Ritvaz wants to suggest that if the Talmud, if the Rebbe can't go to Golos, the Talmud may be exempt from going to Golos. But I saw that the Minchas Chinuch disagrees. And Minchas Chinuch's opinion is that if he's Chayiv Golos, he's Chayiv in Golos. Which opens up another discussion that I saw in the Paiskim. And that is, and the Chishikhem discusses this, what would be if somebody is sentenced to go to jail, but his wife, and his wife obviously is not sentenced to go to jail, but they have in the prison system the right for a wife to visit her husband once a month, and they could have privacy and have relations during that one time a month. Is the wife obligated to fulfill that husband request? So he says as follows. He says that we cannot force the wife to go to Golos under those circumstances, to go to prison. But even though there's a obligation that a husband should have relations with his wife, but that doesn't mean that even that she has to do it under these circumstances. So it seems that his opinion is that we cannot force the wife to do it, but as much as we can't force the wife to do it, but we could perhaps suggest that it's appropriate that a wife should understand her husband's situation, and therefore because the wife should understand his husband's situation, she should do what he needs, help him with his situation. Which opens up another conversation, and that is, there's a Rebbe, and we're learning now that the Rebbe has to go to Golos if the Talmud is in Golos. But what happens if a Rebbe has a yeshiva? And if the Rebbe has a yeshiva, so he's going to go to Golos with his Talmud, but what happens with all the other Talmidim that he has? What about all those Talmidim? They need the Rebbe where they are. So the simple pshat perhaps should be that if that's the case, let all of the Talmidim go to Golos. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara keeps on speaking about the Rebbe going to Golos. The Gemara doesn't discuss the other Talmidim going to Golos. And the question is, what will be the halacha under those circumstances? And perhaps the way to look at that shaila is to try to understand, why does the Rebbe go to the Golos? There's a number of ways of looking at that question. We can suggest that the reason that the Rebbe goes to Golos is because the Rebbe, if he has such a Talmud, deserves to go to Golos, because look at what kind of a Talmud you have that acts in such a fashion. That's one argument that can be made. But the other suggestion why the Rebbe goes to Golos is because the Talmud needs the Rebbe. If that's the reason, as much as this Talmud needs the Rebbe, the other Talmidim need the Rebbe as well. So if the Rebbe is being sent to Golos as a punishment for what he's done, then perhaps the halacha would be that the Rebbe should go to Golos. If the Rebbe doesn't have to go to Golos because he has other Talmidim, according to Ritvaz, perhaps, not only will the Rebbe not have to go to Golos because he's needed where he is for his Talmidim, but we can maybe even suggest that this Talmud, who's supposed to go to Golos, even though he deserves Golos, but Golos, as we keep on saying, doesn't mean that he should suffer to such a significant extent that he shouldn't have his Rebbe, and therefore nobody will end up going to Golos. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira Mikan. So says the Gemara, if we're learning how strict we have to be about the Talmud, from here we learn, Mikan Shloishana Adam Talmud Shein Hagun. You have to be most careful who your Talmidim are, because the repercussions are quite serious, that you may end up in Golos. Remember Yochanan, a Rav Shigolo, but if the Rebbe goes to Golos, Maglin Yeshiva Simai, then the Tai Yeshiva goes to Golos with him. Ask the Gemara, any, is that true that if a Rebbe kills B'shoigig, he has to go to Golos? How do we know that the power of Torah is that somebody who learns Torah, the Torah has the ability to save him? Shenema, the pasuk says as Betza b'Midbar, v'ksiv b'Asrei, v'zoyis ha-Torah. Betza, we're learning, is one of the miklat. And then the Torah says v'zoyis ha-Torah to teach us that the Torah has the same power as Golos. Answers the Gemara, like Kasha. Indeed, the Torah is very, very powerful. But when is the Torah powerful? B'idna d'asuk bei, when somebody is learning Torah. Ha'b'idna d'loy asuk bei, when somebody is not learning Torah, then the Torah can't, then the Torah is not protecting him, and therefore he has to go to Golos. Even though points out the Aruch Haner that the Gemara Masech the Soita Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph says that the power of Torah is that it protects us, b'idna d'asuk bei, b'idna d'loy asuk bei, both when we're learning Torah and when we're not learning Torah. That is true, says the Aruch Haner, that Torah has this incredible power, but it's not to the degree suggests Aruch Haner that it could protect from Golos. Ribayis Eimah, another way of answering this question, Mike Colton, when we say that Torah has a power, it means it has a power of Malach Hamav, to protect from Malach Hamavis. It says the Gemara story, Ki'adar Rav Chizda v'yosu v'garas bei Rav, Rav Chizda was learning in the yeshiva of Rav, the Malach Hamavis wanted to take him away, but he couldn't because he was learning Torah. He was never stopping to learn. So what the Malach Hamavis did is he sat on top of the beam in the yeshiva, Paka Arza, and he caused the beam to break. And at that point, Shosik, because of that sudden stop, the beam broke. And that's when, because he wasn't learning, V'yachalei. The Gemara, says the Mashab, could have told us the story about Dovra Melech as well. Why did the Gemara tell us this story? So Mashah gives a number of reasons. One reason is because Dovra Melech was well aware that he's going to die on Shabbos. Because Dovra Melech was aware that he's going to be Nifter on Shabbos, so he spent every Shabbos learning. Rav Chizda did not know anything about this. That's why it's a much more powerful lesson. Similarly, Dovra Melech was a Melech. And maybe we can't bring a raya from a melech to everyone else. So we bring a raya from Chizda, who wasn't a melech, and yet the power of Torah protected him. Amar Rav Tanchem ben Chanoi, Memnei Ma Zocharishin Ruvein Manas Batzol Tchila. When we speak about the Ari Miklat, the first one that's mentioned is Ruvein. Why? Neishu Pasuk Batzol Tchila. He was the first person that ever did an act of Atzolah. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, with Yosef and his brothers, the Yishma Ruvein, Ruvein heard what happened with Yosef, v'yatzilei miyodim, and he saved them. So we see that because Ruvein did this, that's why he was mentioned first. I saw that Satan Rebbe mentions, maybe Ruvein was mentioned first because he's the other brothers. So he was the oldest of the brothers. So he says the Satan Rebbe, this is not an area of covet where Ruvein was mentioned because he was an Ari Miklat. Having an Ari Miklat doesn't represent such a big honor. So if Ruvein is mentioned first, it must be because V'yatzileu miyodom. And what we see from here was that Yosef, the Ksav Sofer explained this, that Ruvein could have taken an attitude that Yosef is in trouble, and if Yosef deserves to be saved, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save him. Why do I have to do anything? But why did Ruvein teach us? What Ruvein taught us is that when it comes to save another person, that we have to do whatever we have to do. And that's part of the lesson, says the Ksav Sofer, of Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat is, if the person is supposed to be killed by the Goel Adam, he'll be eliminated by the Goel Adam. And if he's not supposed to be eliminated, he won't be. That's not the attitude that we're supposed to take for or a miklat. But rather the attitude is, whatever we could do to save another Jew, we should do. Darshab Smolay Maidik says, Of Zyad the Moshe Sholosh Ever, Erem Be'eva Yadim Zrach HaShemesh, Amalai Kodesh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Hazrach Shemesh LeRoitzkim. Prepare for them places that should be like the sun, where they could run. Yikad Amri, Amalai Hazrach HaShemesh LeRoitzkim. When you set aside the Ari Miklat, you did something which is right, that you did something to save people who are in a bad place. Darsh Rab Samoy. Maidik said, the Pasuk says, Oyev Kesev, lo yizba Kesev, Pasuk in Kehelis, umi hoyev ba'amoin, lo tvua. Oyev Kesev, lo yizba Kesev, refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he loved doing mitzvahs, that are compared to silver. He was never satisfied. Shoyedeya. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara, was well aware, she'ein shloish orim she'beva yadin kultus, that the cities in the Eva Yadin are not going to be effective, actually nifku sholosh beretz Kanan, until the three cities in Eretz Yisrael were set aside. So what's the point of doing what I'm doing? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ama mas mitzvah bo liyodei kamena. I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah that I'm doing it. And the Chavetz Chaim used to say when he learned this Gemara, this is the pshat, what we say by every siyam. By siyam we say, on amelim, v'heim amelim. On amelim, v'kam mischar, v'heim amelim, v'en v'kam mischar. The Chavetz Chaim used to ask, what does it mean when we say by the siyam, that heim amelim, v'en v'kam mischar? Does anybody work not to get paid? So he said, of course, he says, if a tailor makes a garment, he gets paid. But he said that the tailor only gets paid if he accomplishes. He makes a suit, so he gets paid for the suit. But let's say he'll make a suit and it won't work and it won't come out well, then he won't get paid. But on Amelim, even if we'll spend time learning a Gemara, and we don't necessarily understand the Gemara, we don't necessarily remember the piece of Gemara, we still get schar. And that's the lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. Mitzvah Baliyatcha, if you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, v'kamena, quickly grab the opportunity to do the mitzvah, and don't take the attitude, I'm not accomplishing. You're always accomplishing when you're learning, even if you're not where you want to be. Umi oyev, continues the Gemara, mi oyev b'amoyin loy tvua, l'mi darsh l'inol b'amoyin. Who is the person that should be the honor to speak publicly? Mi tvua shaloy. Somebody who has amassed a lot of learning, is a bunky in learning. V'ana damar Rav Elazar Maidik siv, mi amal gvurus Hashem, yashmiya kolti mosoi, l'mi no amal gvurus Hashem, who's the one that we should ask to speak about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give a shir, l'mi mi shiyachal hashmiya kolti mosoi, somebody who's expert in everything that the Torah says. Such an individual who has that knowledge is the person that should say, to be able to say the Shvach of Hashem. And as the Ben Yoyoda explains this Gemara, he says the pshat in this Gemara is just like we say by Nishmas. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when could somebody praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Only when he comes to the recognition of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, who's the one that could give this proper lesson and learning? Only the person who is familiar in the Divrei Torah. Vit Rabban Vitamer Rabba Mari Amar, Mi Oy Bamoin Loit Fua, Kol Ahav Bamoin. Somebody who loves Talmid Chachamim, that person Loit Fua will have children who are Talmid Chachamim. If you want to have children who are Talmid Chachamim, you have to be an individual that shows love Talmid Chachamim, and that will cause that your children will want to be that way. Yav Rabbi Anayu Barab Barei Derava. And they said that this Rava, the son of Rabba, was an example of that. His father had such a great love for Talmid Chachamim, that's why he had a son, Rava. Simon Ashi Limud Riven Lina Lambit. Rav Ashi Amar, Kol Ayiv Limud Bahamayim. If somebody wants to learn Torah with others who are learning Torah, Loi Tfuah, he will be successful in his learning. V'hanad Amar Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. Maidik siv cherev al abadim v'noyalu. Cherev al tzaveim shal tamid chachamim. It's a euphemism.
Talmid Chachamim will be destroyed if Yoishkim Ve'oishkim B'Torah Bad Bad, if they learn Torah sinning alone. V'Loyoid, not only will they not be successful, but it will just be the opposite. Metapshim, they'll become more foolish. K'siv Hach V'Noyalu, V'Ksiv Hasam, Asha Noyalnu. V'Loyoid, El Shechoitim, they end up doing Averis. Shenemar, Asha Noyalnu V'Shechotanu. B'Yis Ema Noyalu Sarei Tzoyin. And there the Pasuk says it refers to people who weren't able to learn Torah. So the Gemara is being extremely concerned about individuals who learn Torah by themselves. Because when you have two people that learn Torah together, the simple pshat is that when you have two people learning together, so if one makes an error, then the other person could correct him. But if somebody learns Torah by themselves, that they learn Torah by themselves, so if they make a mistake, there's no one to correct that mistake. And if there's nobody to correct that mistake, that's when they're going to end up not learning right pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that if somebody learns Torah with somebody else, that what that causes is that there should be a love, there should be a friendship between people who learn with being people that learn Torah with each other. But if people don't learn Torah together with each other, a Havas Yisrael, learning Torah with another Jew and loving another Jew, is a critical element in success in learning Torah. Another pshat that the Ein Eliyahu suggests is that if somebody learns Torah by himself, he's more likely to forget his learning. And of course, somebody who forgets his learning is a person that will not be successful in his learning. That's why you have to learn with somebody else. But Ramey Shapiro had a different pshat in this. He says, we look at the word badim. He says, where do we find the word badim? Bade ha'orin. Those were the poles that were used to carry the orin. He says, cherev ala badim. If we don't have people, if there are people who are able and they don't take that, opportunity that they could be the Badei Aaron, that they could be those that support the Loim Dei Torah. And instead of taking the opportunity to be those that support the Loim Dei Torah, they ignore that responsibility, then Cherev Al Abadim, those people will be destroyed. I saw another pshat that we mentioned earlier, Metalmida Yoyse Mekulam, success in learning comes from a friend. So I saw there was once somebody who came to a city and he ended up living in that city and there was nobody who could learn with. So what's he supposed to do? So he said, it says in Pirkei Avos, B'knei l'chachover. K'nei l'chachover, posh p'sha means buy a friend. But he said, a k'nei, the word kana means a pen. Kana l'chachover. If you don't have somebody to learn with, then kana, let the pen, the quill, l'chachover, should become your friend. And by writing Divrei Torah, then you will succeed in your Limud HaTorah. I also saw from the Yavetz that the Yavetz suggests that if somebody in Eretz Yisrael, we don't need to be concerned about this. Because since we know Eretz Yisrael, Avir da Aramachim, Eretz Yisrael is a place that makes us more smarter. So in Eretz Yisrael, even if we learn Torah by ourselves, then it's going to be successful. And along the same line, I saw from the Pnei Menachem, says that if somebody has the intention to learn Torah Lishma, even if he's learning Torah by himself because he doesn't have somebody to learn Torah with, he will be successful in his learning. Ravina Amar, Kol Ahayv Lemed B'Hamoyim. Somebody who enjoys teaching other people Torah, Loi Tvua, he will be successful. Hanad Amar, Rebbe, that's what Rebbe taught us. Habi Torah lamadatim rabbeisai. I learned much Torah from my rabbeim, umechavera yoiser mehem, and from my chavrusas that I learn even more, as we're learning now in the Gemara, that there's so much to be learned from a chavrusa, umetalmidai yoiser mikulam. And I saw that the pshat is that metalmidai yoiser mikulam, when somebody teaches Torah to somebody else, those neshamas that learn, those two neshamas get connected.
And when those two neshamas get connected, what happens is, the Panim Yafa says, that the power of Torah that the Talmud is supposed to have, everybody has a share in Torah, the same Chalkeinu B'Sar Secha, that the Rebbe who learns with that Talmud is zoicha to get a share in that learning. Aram Shuban Levi, Maidik Siv, Oim des Hayur Aglenu B'Shirayich U'Shalayim, Mi Garim Aglenu Shiyamda B'Mechama, what makes us successful as we go to battle? Shari Yushlayim, Shari Oiskim B'Torah. When there are people who are learning Torah, that's when the people who are going out to war will be successful in that war, because they have the Talmid Chachamim who are standing behind them learning Torah. Amar Rav Shimon Levi Madik Siv Shem Malz L'David Samachti Bimli Based Hashem Nelech Amar Davol Fidei Kodesh Baruch Hu Baruch Shloilem Shemati Bnei Adam Shomrim Masa Yom Zaken Zeh. There were people who were hoping they will pass away because they knew the Shloime Benoi Yivne Beis Bechira. Son Shlomo will come. Yavah Shlomo b'noi v'yivne beis bechira. Shlomo Hamelech, my son, will come and build the Beis Hamikdash, and then v'nal regel will be able to go to the Beis Hamikdash b'oil regel. Omle Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to which Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to David Hamelech, ki toiv yoyim b'chatzrecha me'elef. Toiv leim yoyim echad shata oisuk b'tayra lefonai. More valuable is it to me one day that you learn Torah more than elef olos shasah Shlomo bin chalakir lefonai el gamiz beyat. We know that David HaMelech was told that he cannot build the Beis HaMikdash. But even though David HaMelech was told that he cannot build the Beis HaMikdash, his life, a life of learning Torah, is more valuable. Tanya Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Miklat HaYikosav HaParashas Drachim. The word Miklat was written on the road, Kedei Shiyaka Ritzeach, that the Ritzeach should know V'yifna L'Sham, and he should know to run to that city. So there's a very famous word from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says that the Gemara here says that there were road marks how to get to the Ari Miklat, but there were no road marks saying how to get to the Yerushalayim. Why not? So he said when somebody went to Ari Miklat, it's not something they were proud of. It's not something that we want to publicize. So they kept it very low-key. And the person was able to figure out how to get to Ari Miklat all by himself by seeing the signs. But when somebody's going to Yerushalayim, on the contrary, we want it to be done with much fanfare. Somebody's going to Yerushalayim, he doesn't know the direction. So he has to ask somebody, well, how do I get to Yerushalayim? And that will cause that more people will go to Yerushalayim, which is exactly what we want. Amar Rav Kana Maikra, how do we know that there were roadmaps designated how to get to the Ari Miklat? Because the pasuk says, "Tochel lecha aderech, asay lecha hachana laderech." Make way how to get there. Says the Gemara, "Rav Chama b'chinen apostol ha'peskel ha'pashas mahocham." Apparently, the minig was that whenever they started learning a sugya, they would first say a drush and a gadata about that sugya. So now we're learning the sugya of Golus. So they said the following agadata as they began the sugya. The pasuk says, Toiv Yosha Hashem, Akem Yorah Hatorim Bederech. Emach Hatorim Yorah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so kind that he shows to the Rishoyim, explains the Inyakov, how to get away, how to run to Ari Miklat. So certainly, Kavachayim L'Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Tzadikim the way how to save themselves from the Yetzahara. Rav Shem HaLakish Pasuk La Pesuk Lehar Pashto Mahocha. The Pasuk says, V'Leishloi Tzada V'Lekim in a yada, that a person did not premeditate to kill somebody, but Elkim in a yada. Says the Gemara, what does that pasuk mean? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, set up the person to do the Aveira. Says the Gemara, the Kashyam and Mashallah Kadmoinim, Rishoyim Yetzeresha. The Torah says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Kadmoni Shalom, who was here before the world was created, that from Rishoyim, bad things come out. But ma'akos medaber, what does that mean? It says, b'shnei b'nei adam shehargus ha'nefesh, two people were involved in killing somebody else. Echad har b'shagig, one killed somebody b'shagig, v'echad har b'mezah, one killed somebody b'mezah. What a kodesh, l'zeh ein edim, there are no edim that this person killed b'mezah, so Bezdin can't sentence him, Lozeh ein Edim, that no Edim that this person killed b'shagig, so he doesn't have to run to Golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin al pandum echot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that they should end up in the same place. Zeh shar b'mezid, the one that killed b'mezid, Yoshev tachas asulam, will be sitting under a ladder. V'zeh shar b'shagig, yard b'sulam, is going down the ladder, v'nofolov, and falls down on the victim, v'hargoy, and kills him. So the one that killed b'mezid, now nerig, is eliminated. V'zeh shar b'shagig, and the one that killed b'shagig, now we have edim, that he killed somebody, that's why he will have to go to Golus. So Tosfos asks that somebody who is a murderer is Chayiv Sayif. And here this individual who is a murderer is going to get Skila because somebody falls on him. Says the Tosfos, the main point is that since he killed somebody, he deserves to be killed. Another pshat is that maybe he killed somebody, Baruch Lener suggests this pshat, that maybe he killed somebody on Shabbos. So it was a Chil Shabbos involved, and because there was a Chil Shabbos involved, that's why his Chayiv, that's why his Chayiv Skila. From here we see, said Rishonim, but this person who killed B'shagig actually killed twice B'shagig. From here said Rishonim, that if somebody killed twice B'shagig, one Golus can be Mechaper on both of them. Amar Rabba Barafuna, Amar Rafuna, Vamalei Amar Rafuna, Amar Beloza, Menatarim and Avim and Ksuvim, we see the Bederach Shadim Rotzel Leilach, on the trip, that the way a person wants to go, by Melichim Esai, that's how Min HaShemayim they're going to lead him. Min HaTayr Ksiv, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Bilam, Loi Seil Chimam, don't go with them. The Ksiv, but Bilam wanted very much to go with them, to curse Klal Yisrael. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kum Leichitam, and Kodesh Baruch Hu agrees. Min Avim, the Ksiv, Ani Hashem Elkechem Olamdecha Lohayol Madrichecha Bederach Teilach. Hakodesh Baruch Hu helps you on the path that you have chosen. If a person wants to live a life of leitzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him live that way. And if not, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will anov him. If you want to live a proper way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. And that's why the Rishonim say, the halacha is that a person who has done something nice three times, the Dvar Mitzvah three times, becomes obligated in it. The fact that he's done it so many times is an indication that that's something he's supposed to be doing. But the Mashal says pshat in this Gemara is that every time a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach toiv. And every time chas v'shalom somebody does an avera, he creates a malach ra. So he explains that pshat in this Gemara is that when a person wants to do something good, so by doing something good, then what will happen is that HaKadosh Baruch, that malach that he created, will help him continue doing the right thing. And if Chas v'Shalom, he wants to do something wrong, what happens is he creates a malach ra, and that malach ra will lead him down the wrong path. Amar Rav Huna, Ritzeich Shigali Amiklet, Umatzoi Goel Adam. If, as he's traveling to Ramiklet, the Goyal Hadam meets him, the Hargoy, and he kills him, Potter. Kesavar, because the Pasuk says, he is of the opinion, when the Pasuk says, V'loy e mishpat mavis, who is the one that's not obligated to be killed? The Goyal Hadam Ksiv. It's considered, it's speaking about the Goyal Hadam. Since this person was the murderer of his relative, if he kills him, if he's not in Dari Miklet, he's okay. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Brisa says definitely, the Brisa says, V'loy ei mishpat ma'ovis, b'ritzeach ha'kos medabit, the Pasuk speaking about the murderer, and the Brisa explains itself. At the oima b'ritzeach, is the Pasuk speaking about the murderer, oi el b'goyel adam, or perhaps the Pasuk speaking about the goyel adam, k'shoim v'huloi soinolim et mal shalshem, that he didn't hate him from previously, harei oima, we clearly see, that b'ritzeach ha'kos medabit, and the Torah is telling us, that this person, is not Chayiv Misa, he did a B'shagig. Answers the Gemara, so how do we understand what Rav Huna said? Says the Gemara, who the Omer Kahai Tana? Rav Huna had a different brisa. The Tanya, V'loy Emish B'bavis, the Goyal Adam Akos B'dabar. That brisa says that we're speaking about the Goyal Adam. At the Omer, the Goyal Adam Akos B'dabar, or Enel B'Ritzeach, maybe the person is speaking about the Ritzeach. Shoyma, Kilay Sonelahu Mitloy Shilsham, Harei Ritzayach Omer. We already have another pasuk speaking about the Ritzayach. Haman Mikayim Veloyayim Mishpat Mavis. What do we do with this pasuk? That the Goyal Adam Akos Medaber, and the Torah is teaching us if the Goyal Adam kills him, he will not be held responsible. Tanan. So ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah that as this individual is running to Ir Miklat, Maisan Lai Shnei Tamid Chamim. We give him two Tamid Chamim to accompany him. Shemi Yagenu Bederach. In case the Goyal Adam is going to kill him while he's traveling, Midabri Lov. And the purpose is that the Tamid Chamim should speak to the Goyal Adam. My love isn't the point, the Masrubei, that they're going to give him Hasra not to do anything. The Kotel, and they tell him, Bak Talu, if you're going to be the one that kills him, you'll be Chayiv. And the Aruch HaNeh says, why do we need to have Talmid Chachamim? Because maybe the Goyal Adam will not be willing to listen to anyone else. But the two Talmid Chachamim will listen. Another pshat that the Aruch HaNeh suggests is because we want to have Edom if something happens. And that's why we have two Talmid Chachamim who are kosher Edom. Says Merloi. That's not what happens. Kedetanya, that's not the point. But rather the pshat is Kedetanya, as we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa is Vidaber Elov, Dvorm Haruim Loi. We say things to him that he'll be willing to accept. Oimim Loi, they say to him, Al Tenig Boy Minik Shef Chedam, don't act like a murderer. Shemishkog Bo Zel Bo Maisli Yodai. This person killed Bishogig. Ramei Oimer, Hu Medabai Dayatzmoi, the murderer should say it himself. Shnev Zed Varet Tzayach, I'm Eloi, and he says, have a shlichus oisem, that nothing happens by itself. And if it happened, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Amamar, b'shkog ba ma'is liyodai. The Talmid Chachamim, we just learned, tell the Goyal Adam, this was an accident. Pshita, says the Gemara, obviously that's what happened. Because if it was mazid, ask the Gemara by Golsu, would he at all be going to Golus? Says the Gemara, in. He would be going to Golus. For Tanya, because the Braisa teaches us Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, B'tchila. At the beginning, what happens is when we have a situation of murder, Echad Shargu v'Echad Mezid, whether it was B'Shargu Mezid, Magdim Elari Miklat, everybody runs to Elari Miklat. And then, Bezdin Shalchim, Bezdin summon them, and they bring them out of Elari Miklat. Mishan Eschai Misa, if somebody indeed is declared that he murdered B'Mezid, then Hergua, he's killed. Shnema, the Shalchus of Neir, the Lokal Ois Misham, the Nasnois of Biad Goyal Adam, the Mace. Mishaloin is Chayv, but if the person is not Chayv Misa, Petrua, he's exonerated. Shnema, the Tzilo Eidus Ritzech Miad Goyal Adam, or Mishan is Chayv Gos, but somebody who was identified that he killed the Shoigig, Magzin Oisail Mekoymai, he's sent back to the Miklat. Shnema, the Shiva Oisail Eidur, El Eir Miklata, Ashonos Shama. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says that the person that kills B'mezid is not he's supposed to go to Har Miklat. But rather, Me'atzman and Goyim, they were on their own go there. Suvan Hein Shechet Shogiv Echad Mezid Kaldus, they were under pressure that anybody is in the Har Miklat is protected from the Goyal Adam. Ve'en En Yoidim, but that's not the case. They aren't aware that only B'Shogig cultists, only if somebody killed B'Shogig, is that the power of Dari Miklat. But Mezid ain't a cultist. Amar Rebbe Loza, Ir Shirubay Roitzchen. If a city is primarily a city of murderers, ain't a cultist. It can't work as Dari Miklat. Shnema, V'Dibar Zikne Ir He Es Tvarov. That the person who killed B'Shogig has to speak to that person. And that's only in a case where the person who's unfortunately a murderer is different, v'loi shehushu dvarav l'dvarav, that he's the same as everybody else in the city. V'amar Rebbe Lazar, ish ein bezakenim, a city that doesn't have zakenim, ein occultus, cannot be an Er Miklat. The Be'inan, as we just said, zikne ir, and if not v'lek, it can't be an Er Miklat. Itmar ish ein bezakenim, a city that doesn't have zakenim, Rav Amar, Rav Ami Rav Asi, Charama cultus, it can work. The Charama enocultus cannot serve as an Ar Miklat. The Mandam enocultus, the Mandam that says it doesn't work, because the Binan, the Pasuk says that we just read, Ziknair. And the Lek, if you don't have Ziknair, it can't be an Ar Miklat. The Mandam occultus, he holds its mitzvah alma. L'chatchila, the city should have Zakanim. But if it doesn't have Zakanim, it could still serve as an Ar Miklat. The question is, can there be that city be a city where Ben Sire Meirer, you can have Ben Sire Meirer, as we discussed in Masechta the Sanhedrin? Again, says the Gemara, it's Machlokes Rav Ami Rav Asi. Chad Amar, Nasba Ben Sire Meirer, you could still have a Ben Sire Meirer out of such a city. Chad Amar, Ein Nasba Ben Sire Meirer. Lamand Amar, Ein Nasba Ben Sire Meirer. The Be'eden, the Pasuk says, and if there's no ziknei ira leka, he can't become a ben sarah murderer. The lamanda omer nasba ben sarah murderer. The fact that the Torah says ziknei ira is lametzah ba'alma. It's only lechatchila. Furthermore, ish ein by zakenim. There's a question: does such a city, if a body was found, a corpse was found, we don't know how he was killed. We measure which is the closest city. And from that city, we bring egla calf, which we decapitated. What happens if you have a city that doesn't have zakenim? Does such a city bring an egla lufa? Rava, again, a machlokes of Rami Ravasi. Charama mevi egla lufa, charama ein mevi egla lufa. And the Gemara explains itself. Lamandam ein mevi egla lufa. The Binan, the pasuk says, v'lochu ziknei erehi, v'leka. Lamandam mevi egla lufa. It's only lemitzvah ba'alma, but if you don't have that opportunity, they could still, if it's even without zakenim, can an egla rufa be brought?